What is up, everybody? Happy Monday, and welcome to another installment of the Damien's Advocate with your boy, Damien G, with Girl Friday, Coach Sarah. You can find our new Instagram page at Damien's Advocate on Instagram. We are being streamed right now to both Facebook, Twitter, as well as Twitch. You can find that all through the Damien G umbrella, so at Damien G for all of those, as a part of the bigger Damien G podcasting network. All that good stuff out of the way, Jonathan. Now that that's gone, moving on to today's topic, because you know people are so happy that you and I talk about these things all the time.
We do.
Because if you could see the little scroll on the bottom there, y'all, flags on the play, I'm wearing red to signify, well, shout out to Hokai for his t-shirt, Hokai's Bodega, for all you in the wrestling Twitter sphere. Shout out to my boy Hokai, Hokai19. Red flags of dating, not by anyone on the internet, but for us.
Our
personal red flags.
Mm-hmm. Us, and we did ask some of our followers for theirs.
We did ask for follower input, and I've read a couple of yours, so I'm looking forward to people who are going to be chiming in with their dating red flags. And by dating red flags, I mean if a person exhibits these behaviors, if a person that they're interested shows this, is that a deal breaker or a nope, not going to happen? We've covered before this a YouTube qualifier, 16 qualifiers that disqualify her for being in a long-term relationship, which Sarah always gets fired up for. Thank you very much, Sarah. So, Sarah, let's start with your list because you're the one that gets fired up for this stuff. I'm kind of just whatever, man.
So,
what is on your list of personal dating red flags?
Personal dating red flags. I will tell you, number one, again, my dating experience is not like most, I'll be clear. I'm not out dating all the time. But number one on my list is how they treat wait staff when we go out to eat.
Mm-hmm.
It is if I've been on a date too for this, where they treat, if they treat the wait staff really, they treat me fine, but they treat the wait staff like crap. It's an instant, like, nah, this isn't going to work for me. Because in my head, that's how you'll treat me eventually. And so it's just a red flag for me.
Okay, but when you say treating the wait staff poorly, like how so? Are we talking about not tipping? What are we saying?
Not tipping, but also if you're just snotty and complaining about them the entire time and just rolling your eyes at them for no reason, being short with them, calling them dumb. That has happened to me on a date. They have called, this broad's an idiot. And I'm like, she's not doing anything. No, it was a major red flag for me.
Hello, Lauren. Good to see you in the chat as always.
Lauren, afternoon, not morning time.
Oh, jeez. What up, Chris? Who Sarah had the pleasure of meeting.
I did.
This past weekend. She met Topher, otherwise known as Chris. Shout out to Masked Fan in the chat. Thank you for tuning in on Twitter. So, number one for you is wait staff. So, are you saying this a little bit because you yourself are in the service industry?
Yes and no. It's just, I feel like you should treat other humans in general decent. And, if there is no reason to treat someone like crap, why? Like, it's just a red flag to me because they got your order wrong. Okay, it's a mistake. People make mistakes. Maybe it is because I grew up in the service industry. I didn't grow up in the service industry. I have worked in the service industry. That's just how you treat humans. Treating humans with respect is a big deal for me.
Okay, so Mass Fan in the chat said he had a date once that made a waiter cry.
Oh my god.
That's a red flag. Yeah. Well, yeah. decent human interactions for me would be a date flag, a red flag, or lack thereof would be a red flag. So, okay, that's one for you. What's another one?
Another one for me. Okay. This really shouldn't be a red flag for anyone. I don't know if it's a red flag or a preference, but how someone speaks makes a difference for me. Improper grammar, if you sound too, I'm trying to think of the nice way to say this. If you sound too airheaded, that's probably not the nice way to say that.
Are you referring to ditziness? Is that what you're saying?
Ditzy? Yes. And this isn't, I've had this experience with men as well. This is, but there's also just speaking, it's really ignorant, if that makes sense. I'm really trying to put this in a nice way.
No, forget being nice. We're being legitimate here. We are being authentic. Say it, right. Say it with your chest. Not if you're too, literally, but
if you're too country and you can't have a proper sentence, I went there. I lost interest. But if you're also too hood booger and I can't understand what you're saying, you slang, I've lost interest. I like to have good, healthy, deep conversations, and when they're so surface level and when they aren't making sense, I've lost interest. The red flag for me.
Okay, so Southern speech patterns for a Mast fan is a red flag. Is that what you're referring to, sir?
Maybe. It's weird because I'm a Southerner, but I don't have Southern speech patterns. But yeah, probably.
So Sarah's being nice here. So when she says country and things of that nature, we refer to them as kyuk kyuks.
Yeah.
You know. And on the other hand, for me, which is one of my red flags, and I have a big circle, hood booger mentality. That is a number one Damianistic red flag.
It's a mentality. The tone of voice and how they speak really, to me, shows their mentality.
How so?
When you listen to someone, when you actually listen to how they have conversation and what they're talking about, their interest, it really shows who they are. It shows if they are very surface level or if they can go deeper and go beyond themselves and have the ability to grow. So don't, I can feel your judgment right now and I don't know how I feel about it.
That's okay.
But it depends on how the conversation, if we're talking about going fishing every weekend and this bass you caught and how many points on the deer you have, I've lost a lot of interest. It's funny because I've been on a date where I brought up hunting stories, but it's just because it's a unique part of me. But if that's all we're talking about is really shallow.
So surface level, topical,
no depth. I'm not super interested for me.
Fair. I think that, I don't want to make the assumption that is a necessity for everybody or a red flag for everyone, but I can't speak for everybody. I can say personally, the tone of voice does matter for some odd reason for me. This goes back to kind of the conversation where Chris and I were talking about ASMR last week with you, and so ASMR is just weird, but then some sounds are soothing and enticing. So the sound of someone's voice can soothe or destroy your brain, essentially. Mm-hmm. It's like rotting your brain from the inside to hear someone just screeching nails on a chalkboard.
Yep.
Some sound stupid, but are not. Yes, this is true, Mass fan. Yes, this you are true. Absolutely correct. And I think that's, the term stupid is archaic in itself, but I get what he's saying. You can have a basic speech pattern or not know quote unquote big words, as people like to say, and still be one of the most intelligent people I know. That means nothing. For me, it's, and I'll be honest, full disclosure time, kids, one of the worst dates Damien has ever gone on is I went on a date with a double master's PhD candidate kind of all wrapped up in one, in childhood education and literature. This was years ago, before the advent of swipe culture. So we go on this date. Now, I had talked to her on the phone previously. Obviously, it was an online dating experience. I'd seen what she looked like. She saw what I looked like. So all that was all good and gravy. The first words out of her mouth when I saw her in person were, "What up, my N-word?"
Instant. Nope.
I'm gonna let that just walk over that way. Yeah. So for me, if that's the first word you leading off with, and you have a you're a PhD candidate for childhood education and literacy, I'm sorry, come again for Big Fudge, but we go again. I'm a New Yorker, as you can tell by my hat, native New Yorker. So we all come in different shapes, sizes, and dialects. Yeah. In New York City. You and I went to Quick Trip. I think it was Quick Trip the other day to get the infamous Four Loko
racetrack.
And you couldn't understand a word the cashier was saying because she had a heavy Southern accent mixed in with country talk.
I had to ask what, I think, 3 or 4 times, and I was like, I felt bad.
And I knew what she was saying for some odd reason.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It was. I felt embarrassed.
It's fine. We all have that. So for you, okay, we've covered waitstaff and grammatical abilities or just linguistic capabilities?
Yes, but and let me go, because some people do sound dumb. Like, it's not the accent necessarily.
There's no such thing as sounding dumb.
No. Well, that's debatable.
Dumb isn't a sound.
That is also debatable. Listen.
Take it to Webster.
To me, there is a sound to dumb. There is a sound to it. For me, at least.
Fair enough.
But okay. Again, it's the conversation more than just the tonality. But the tonality can affect it.
Okay. Tonality does matter. Yes. Definitely. Yeah. Tonality does matter. So you have any of the, what is it? Our listeners' suggestions? Do you have any of theirs?
I do, because I don't agree with all of them. So I'm going to bring some of them up. And then there's some I do agree with. So one, Lauren, if you're still on, this is yours. When they don't acknowledge you in public or want to show you any affection in public. Yeah.
What are we talking about when we say affection? Are we saying trying to stick your tongue down their throat or holding hands? Like, what are we talking about here?
I guess it depends on the relationship too. I know people who just make out in public, and that is not something I would typically do unless there's alcohol involved.
Unless so. You're wasted. There should always be a caveat, unless you're wasted.
Unless I'm wasted, then I'm just not paying attention. But I'm not the person to shove my tongue down someone's throat in public. I guess it depends on each person. This is just what she wrote. When you don't acknowledge them in public or want to show them any affection in public. Affection to everyone is different. Like me, if you're standing by me, I'm good. I'm good. I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah, I'm not a person that needs someone to be leaning up on me in public constantly.
Yeah. And if I'm leaning up on you in public, I've been drinking, so it happens. So I can't hold my own at that point. So that one, I guess, depends on, but I can understand where she's coming from. If they just completely ignore you and pretend you don't exist, I can see that being a major red flag. Like, oh, you're looking for other options. Keeping it open. Let me see if I can trade up, kind of thing.
Wait, we automatically jump to that. Yep. Is a trade up?
Yep. Well, think about it. If you're in public with your date or significant other and you pretend they don't exist, why? Are you not proud to be with them? Are you looking to see, like, okay, maybe there's other options here?
That's why some of these people should be inside friends, like we talk. Inside friends, not outside.
You should be my inside friend. All right.
Yeah, I want everyone to go look up that song, Inside Friend.
Inside Friend. John Mayer sings it. I don't think he wrote it, but he's one of he's one of them in there.
Why did you just porn star your hair up just now?
I did not mean to. That's why I just noticed it in the camera, and I'm trying to. I flipped it down and then got back up, and it is what it is. I don't know what's happening today.
Yes, masked fan. Ladies that smoke cigarettes is one of mine. I've dated one. That is a big time Damienistic red flag as well. Nobody wants to taste an ashtray. I'm sorry. I'll pass.
Yep, and that one is yours specifically. I'm trying to think if it bothers me. I like the smell of cigarettes, but mine is more from a health standpoint. I don't want to be with a smoker because health is very important to me. So it's not the healthiest.
Okay. What else do the listeners are giving us? What else we got?
This is one I don't agree with. They don't text back so much.
So anyone who's followed this show long enough and seen our work, we talk about texting and spending too much time texting somebody and thus taking away from what you have to do, mm-hmm. so to speak, mm-hmm. when it takes you away from your purpose. I go hours without texting people, yeah. not because I don't want to talk to you, not because I look at my phone and roll my eyes. I got stuff to do.
I look at my phone and roll my eyes. I don't know why.
I leave my phone in my bedroom half the time. I don't have it next to me 99.9% of the time, especially if I'm out here.
No.
No.
So that's not a red flag for me because I have the opposite. If you're texting me nonstop and you don't give me, like if you freak out because I don't respond in 15 seconds, that's a red flag for me. You're too needy in my opinion. I don't want it. It's just too clingy to me, the constant texting.
Yeah, the obsessive calling and texting, as Masked Fan says in the chat. This is absolutely true. I adore my father. He would tell me often when I was younger how he would leave the house, go to work, and within the first 10 minutes of him leaving the house, my mom's already calling him. And his response is, "Lady, I just left the house. You just saw me. What do you think happened in the last 10 minutes since I left the house?"
Someone coming from a codependent relationship, that is common. It's common.
That is stupid.
Yes, it is. It's not healthy, in my opinion.
Look, I could text someone and say, "Hey, thinking about you, cool." Or, "Hey, this popped up. I just wanted to share this with you." And I'm back out the door doing what I got to do. Mm-hmm. But the people that obsessively we talk about the dopamine fix, right? Mm-hmm. Looking at their phone to see who's texted them, what mm-hmm. notifications have gone off. That's a red flag at dinner, by the way, just for me. Just personally for me, the girl that's on her phone when you're out supposedly together, but yet they're on either social media all the time, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, blah, 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 TikTok, Snapchat, you name it, they're on it.
They can't get away from it. Can't be present. Yeah.
Right.
I have a question for you. Does it bother you if a woman has her phone on during the day? Sound-wise? Okay.
No.
Because the only reason I'm asking is I always have mine on, but it's because I'm a mom. And if there's an emergency... I'm prepared to I'll look to be like, is that someone I need to text back? No, I won't.
That's why you put it on vibrate.
Huh? Vibrate?
You put it on vibrate. Mm-hmm.
No, that's, but usually it's nothing. The only time I'm looking, I'll look to make sure it's not someone like my sitter or whoever's watching my kids, make sure hey, I don't know where the diapers are at and your son has exploded and help me. So it happens. So I guess, be aware of that one when you're on a date, but not constantly on the phone, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, whatever on the date is a problem because you're not present.
Right. Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the whole, my son exploded? What?
Yeah, diaper-wise.
Okay, cool, because I'm thinking internal combustion.
No, I'm talking about...
poop.
Yep.
just poop. Just poop. Exploding poop.
Yep. It happens.
Especially any more red flags?
Yes, there are several of them, actually. This one was interesting. This one seems very clear to me. But some people it may not be. When they tell you that it seems you like them way more than they like you.
Say that again.
When someone tells you that it seems that you like them more than they like you.
When someone tells you that you like them more than they like you. In other words, I'm telling person X.
Yeah, I don't like you.
I don't like you as much as you like me. How is that a red flag of dating? That's just honesty.
It is honesty, and it's something I appreciate, but I guess some people can ignore it. I don't know. That is a red flag.
That's not a red flag.
It is. Well, it's honesty and it's clear and you should move on. But I don't know. Some people don't sometimes. That was okay,
you need to go back to that person. I'm sorry for cutting you off. Go back to that person and say, what the hell were you talking about here? Because that makes no sense as a red flag.
Lauren, what were you talking about? Are you on?
It's Lauren.
So, this is a big one, and this kind of ties in almost with the texting, I think. When they aren't trusting, when they always accuse you of cheating and lying. Oh, we talked about this with the girl, the Dr. Phil girl. And she couldn't quite figure out why she couldn't get a date, why no one would stick around. But she was constantly asking, do you have a girlfriend? Do you have a girlfriend?
Adore that we called her the Dr. Phil girl, yes. There is a video circulating, I think it's a few months old. It's a woman on Dr. Phil, who we all know, if you know me well enough, you know I can't stand Dr. Phil, where she's basically saying, well, here's Lauren. Lauren's like, hey, I heard my name. What happened? So long story short, Dr. Phil, this girl was saying she can't get a man, whatever reason. But she says, hey, normally this is what I do is I date them. I'm thinking I'm having a really good time, really good conversations. And I'm asking them, do they have a girlfriend? And my first question to her would have been, why are you going on dates with people that you don't know are single?
That's my first question.
And then thusly, you're asking questions that you should have known the answer to from the start.
Yeah.
But then she keeps asking.
Keeps asking.
Every other day. Every other week. Do you have a girlfriend? I think what it is, I think I know what it is exactly. It's her trying to secure the male commitment because of the things of called casual dating or dating without exclusivity. She's trying to procure the exclusive title of girlfriend, even though a person may be dating two or three people at one time. So she may be part of a cavalcade. But she's trying to be the primary. That's why she asks.
Which is a huge possibility. It's also very possible that she's been in a relationship that she was told, I don't have a girlfriend, and then later found out that, I'm the side chick. So, and that hurt her. But it also could be, this is casual dating, but I want to be number one and I'm going to push my way into it somehow.
Isn't that kind of a pick me? Mm-hmm. Like Dio said a couple weeks ago?
Maybe. No, pick me's tear other women down.
Okay. So to Lauren's question, she says she heard her name. What happened? So what was the red flag, Sarah, that Lauren had told you?
When they tell you that it seems you like them more than they like you.
I get what she's saying. Okay, now I get what she's saying. So it seems as if she's been in the position where a guy has told her he likes her more than she likes him. So that uncomfortable conversation for her is a turnoff, apparently.
I think it's the other way around because she said, ouch, LOL, afterwards.
Oh, so she, wait, Lauren, please clarify.
Yeah.
When you get a chance, just clarify because I'm confused. So Mass Fan says, what about people that can't have a simple conversation without looking at their phones?
Yeah, red flag.
Red flags. Yeah. Nope, the other way around.
Yeah, my way.
So break it down for me right now, again.
So she was dating someone, she really liked them, but they told her, it seems like you like me more than I actually like you.
I'm still confused, but okay.
She
likes the guy more than he likes her.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Derek. Thank you so much because the talking circles around that was driving me insane.
I was about to pull out like figures, like, all right, this is Lauren and this is the guy.
Oh, please do. Please show us anyway.
Okay, you really want to see this. Lauren, the guy.
Hi, Lauren, the guy. Is the guy a dildo? What is that?
No, it's a pin. Why would I? The guy goes to Lauren and says, hey, it seems like you like me way more than I like you. And Lauren says, ouch. And that's a red flag. You got me to do it, okay?
Got it. Cool. Love you, Lauren.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, Derek, I'm trying here, man. Sometimes women go off on diatribes, and I'm just looking over here confused as all hell. I am so sorry.
Yep. Here's one that says, spend more time on their phone than talking with you on the date. That's a big one, apparently. How they speak about others is a major flag, which kind of ties in with mine. If someone describes another female as a C word, I'm immediately... done.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The amount of times I've said the term C word to describe some people, male and female, to be quite honest, that's a red flag, huh?
I think on the first date, honestly, that one, it depends on how well you know the person. Like, there are going to be people in your life that come across and just hurt you and drive you nuts that you're just going to be like, they are acting a certain type of way. And you're going to voice it. But if you're just going around telling everyone that you believe that this person and this person and this person's a C word, that would be a red flag. Because you're angry at everyone all the time. Like, it's like no one can stand a chance and you're just blabbing on about it. Doing whatever. I don't know. And then let's do your red flags, because that's what I have here. And then I have another one on the phone situation. Gotta find that.
Right, so Derek, I know who he means too. But what if you have Aussie friends? It's kind of normal for them to say the C word to people. This is true. And I lived in Australia for a time, and I didn't remember hearing the C word a lot. There were other words used as the kind of metaphor for it, but it was never specifically that. No, Lauren, the C word is not for cookie, just an FYI. Never mind. It's too early for that. It's not after 9 o'clock. We can't go into that level of conversation. Okay. But okay, Damien, red flag. And this is strictly for, no, not crikey either. Mass fan, not crikey. Right. Poor money management. In a serious relationship, poor money management. Yeah. We all make mistakes. We all make monetary mistakes. Man, listen, what happened the other day? We went to the nerd store, and yeah, I wanted to get this Optimus Prime figure because I thought it was going to make me feel better.
Yeah.
Right? I thought, oh, this is going to make me feel better. I feel like kind of crap. So let me buy an Optimus Prime figure. For those who don't know, you see Colossus right here. I have a thing with Optimus Prime. That is... childhood Damien will never give that one up. So I thought better of it because I said, do I need this right now? No, I don't. I didn't purchase it. Now, if you're, I'm going to pick a random number off the top of my head. If you're $70,000, $80,000 in debt, right? But you're going to go out and buy a, how much was that one purse you told me about? $300 for a clutch?
No.
Oh, how much was it?
$1,200.
$1,200?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For a purse.
Uh-huh.
And if a woman is going to, and again, your money, whatever, man, but if I know your financial situation and you out here buying a $1,200 purse, or in my case, if I was really financially strapped, and I did this a long time ago, when the first Xbox came out, I got my first job out of college, bought an Xbox, and then they laid us off 3 weeks later. Not smart. So in my case, I know better now. And that just shows you're not mature enough to handle the W. That's kind of cheap. Derek is saying that $1,200 is kind of cheap for, wow, okay.
What?
Wow.
Listen, to be clear, I did not buy this purse. This is not something I just had an interview with a company that I looked up how much their purses cost, and I was overwhelmed. Really? $1,200 is cheap? For... Listen, I don't spend more than $35 on a purse.
Atta girl.
I don't. I barely carry a purse around half the time. So.
Yeah. Lauren says her ex handled money very poorly in their relationship as well. That happens. Another Damianistic red flag is failure to not want to learn and grow.
Me too.
Oh man, I can't begin to tell y'all how irritated I get when I meet just people casually because of what I do and the places that I hang out and spend my time at, where they're just so rooted in this stubbornness to not want to learn and grow. Learn about investing, learn about money management, learn about just meditation or how to be a better person. Just angry and angry and angry. That's a red flag.
The mindset thing, like you said.
Mm-hmm. It's a mindset thing. I can't. You're not even getting out the gates with me on that one. Now, mind you, these are red flags for relationships, because I know some people may chime in and say, well, what about, you know, the viscosity, Damien? What about just for getting the yams? This is strictly for dating, okay? Strictly for long-term
relationships, not just hookup culture.
Yeah, not pump and dumps, as we said this past weekend, because we all talked a lot this weekend. You, me, Chris, Jigna, Matt, everybody. Yeah.
And it was very raw and open conversation because there was a lot of tequila involved. So,
yes.
Yeah. It was good conversation.
And good tequila.
Good. Very, very good tequila. Chris, thank you. If you're still on, that was very good tequila. Very good.
Derek calls me classy. Yes, that is very classy to talk about the viscosity. If you don't know what that is, just use your imagination.
Never mind. I have other names, but
we'll... Relationship chameleons.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The people that are essentially symbiotic and will do what you do in order to give off the vibe that they have a lot in common with you. Yeah. That's a no-go for me.
That's a lack of not owning your shit. Own your shit. Own you. Own who you are. Don't be someone else. Don't. Yeah. Be who you are. Why do you want to be in a relationship with someone that doesn't... Are you that desperate to be in a relationship? Really?
Some people are.
Why?
Yes, Chris. That was some damn good tequila, and he found it at Total Wine.
Yeah? Yeah.
Chris, when you get a chance, shoot me a text with the actual... name of it so I can go looking for it too. So that's a big one for me. And we do this. We assimilate as people sometimes. We assimilate just to gain favor and garner favor with the person that we're trying to get to know or trying to make ourselves look better, put our best foot forward while shortchanging our own authenticity. And that's a no-go. I used to do it. I used to do it when I was younger. I'll admit it. I was a relationship chameleon in my earlier years, but now that I'm getting up there, I ain't got time to be trying to be someone I'm not. I can grow and develop and be a better version of myself, but I'm not going to turn... For instance, no disrespect to CrossFitters, but I can't do that. So I'm not going to pretend that I'm a CrossFitter just so I can impress a young woman at a CrossFit gym. Because I'm going to hurt myself. And then I'm going to look stupid. And we don't want that.
Yeah. So here's one thing on that. There's own your stuff. Don't pretend you like something just to win favor. But when it comes to relationships, sometimes, because I think we talked about this past weekend, is when you're in a serious relationship, learning about what your partner likes is okay. Mm-hmm. Showing some interest in it. Don't pretend like you know all about it to impress them. Show some interest and learn about it, and vice versa. I think that's a healthy thing in a relationship is learning about something that your significant other just gets super excited about, because great, you care about them and you like seeing them excited. And so I think it's a little different.
That's great commentary by Derek. It's okay to have a few things in common, but people have shit you don't like, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. I said that the other day. Mm-hmm. It's okay to not like things that a partner likes. It's all right. You don't have to assimilate. If I like to watch wrestling, right? I don't need my partner to love wrestling. I don't need it. If I enjoy going to Free Play on Wednesdays and cutting our promos and stuff like that, I don't need a partner that's going to be like, oh, I'm going to be there every Wednesday to support you. Oh, you don't need to be there.
That but is you my should thing. Be there. You should be there every Wednesday.
You should. Well, not me. I'm there. Yes.
No, everyone should show up Wednesday. Everyone should be there.
At Free Play Richardson on Wrestling Wednesdays, where we have game challenges, we stream AEW and NXT, and at the end of the night, winners of events get to cut wrestling style promos, and those who are not comfortable talking on the microphone, they get me to cut the promos for them, and that has been a lot of fun over the last couple of weeks.
There's also a really cute new bartender there, so Wednesday night, you should totally be there.
let me take my face from behind the microphone to show the Damianistic.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying. Wednesday nights, be there.
Derek, why are we booing wrestling, Derek? Why are we booing wrestling? You and I met at wrestling. How are we booing wrestling now? Lauren says, hey, I did my first promo all on my own. Yes, Lauren, I am proud of you. You got over your camera fright and cut your own promos. And not for nothing, Lauren, congrats to you for being an unofficial third person in the Mike B news booth over at the Twitch stream on Free Play. So Lauren has become the unofficial third person on that show. So good job, Lauren. Paul Newman and Joanne Woodward had nothing in common but were married for 50 years. Mass fan, you're talking about way back in the day. We're talking about now, where we are in the swipe right culture, where one thing our partner could potentially do is going to upset us to the point where like, oh, it's over, throw my hands up, I'm out of here, I'm going to swipe right on Tinder and see what's really good out there.
I don't know how I feel about all that culture. I'm so old school sometimes.
The swipe right culture?
Yeah. There's goods and bad. Good and bad stuff at all. Keeps you from catching COVID unless you're meeting up.
Wait, what?
Meeting people without catching COVID. You just swipe like. Well,
I'm not saying I'm going out there meeting every single girl. I swipe right on.
A positive. I was like, there's a positive. I was trying to find a positive in the swipe right culture. That's where I went. That's where my brain went.
Hopefully negatives. All negatives in swipe right culture. You know. Pregnancy negatives, COVID negatives, HIV negatives. Let's keep it all negative.
Keep it all negative. Keep it all negative. I like that. That's going to be on a t-shirt. Keep it all negative.
Teresa doesn't like wrestling or video games, says Chris. No, his wife does not like wrestling nor video games, but she has been at wrestling events that I have been at and had a grand old time making fun of people. So that's always good for her.
You know, that's part of the reason I watch wrestling.
To make fun of people.
It's hilarious to me. It is absolutely hilarious. And there are some really attractive men. So it's nice.
You and Lauren, I swear, the last week when Lauren made the comment about El Fantasmo's Escobar thighs.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Escobar. I'm are the Renegades? Are they gonna be on the
who? You mean Proud and Powerful?
I don't know. No.
The Puerto Ricans, right? The two Puerto Ricans? Yeah, Proud and Powerful.
What did I call them?
The Renegades. What the hell were you talking about?
I don't know. Keep going. So
I went on a date a few weeks ago and she was a bit older, and it was nice that she respectably left the phone in her purse and talked. Good job.
That's great.
Good job, Eric.
I love it. That's a plus for me as well. Okay, I have another red flag. Are you done with yours?
Probably not, but go ahead, shoot.
Okay, you have way more red flags than me, by the way. That's but this is one from a viewer. says, losing it, I want to know your opinion on this. Losing it if you need to borrow their phone.
The person loses their temper if the girl asks to borrow the, I know who posted it. So if the woman asks to borrow a man's phone and he loses it, or vice versa.
Yeah, or vice versa, either way.
I think because a lot of us are untrusting in nature, what do you want my phone for? What you gonna go digging for?
I have two sides of this one.
Of course.
Two views on this one.
Go ahead, shoot.
It would be a red flag for me that you would freak out about it. I'm like, what do you have
Agreed.
To hide? It would be a red flag if you're freaking out about it, but it would also be a red flag if you asked to. So just because, and it's not my, okay. Coming from a codependent relationship, this was something I did to my ex often. And at one point I said, I can't do this anymore. It was exhausting to me. It didn't make me feel good. And I just said, you know what? It was for me like a controlling thing. Like, I've got to make sure he's not talking to all these girls, so he's not leaving me. And I can't control that. And at some point in my growing process, I said, you know what? It's not my responsibility. It's not just my responsibility to keep this relationship healthy. It's a two-way street. And if he's going to go cheat and talk to other girls, I can't stop him. That's going to be on him, and that's his, and it's in his hands, and I have to let go of that control. So asking to see the phone is like a you don't trust me kind of thing. Like, come on, just show some sort of respect and trust in me. Don't try to control me. But also freaking out when someone says, hey, can I see your phone, is kind of like, why kind of thing. So I understand kind of both sides, but I'm not on team search through your significant other's phone.
And I think that's the difference. And I think that's what the person suggested. They didn't refer to that. I think they were referring to just using the phone. So for instance, if I have service for some reason and my partner does not, we're driving in Timbuktu Mountains or something.
Yeah.
And I have service, but they don't. And they ask to use my phone. I'm not going to have a problem with it if they have to call, let's say, their parents or someone else. Like, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Got to make a phone call. I'm more weird when strangers walk up to me and ask to make a phone call on my phone. Wow.
Yeah, I don't let that happen. I don't. I feel really bad, but you could take off with my phone. And then I'm what? Stuck. No.
Yeah.
I don't let strangers borrow my phone.
Now, if we're talking, if a partner tries to snoop through my phone when I leave it there, that's a problem. That's an automatic red flag. So you literally, and because I'm a jerk, I've been known to position my phone a certain way on the table when I've gone to the bathroom. And if I notice it's been moved.
You're like, excuse me?
It's like, how did my phone make a 180 degree turn? when I was in the bathroom, I wasn't in there that long.
Oh my goodness, you're funny. I don't think that much through anything.
Because I trust no one. That's why. DTA.
Well, I don't trust anyone either. But like my phone, I'm like, I ain't got nothing on there. But whatever. If I walk in, you're looking at my phone. I'm like,
oh, what's it? Sorry. I just added a red flag.
Uh huh.
When they want to spend your money, but not their own.
Hey. that's a problem. I was watching a TikTok today. There's this girl, she leave me alone. I'm young. I'm not that young, but I watched it. Whatever. She asked these questions and asked the guy to respond. And she said, if I asked to borrow $200, would you give it to me? And asked to borrow $200 to go shopping, would you give it to me? And the guy was like, are you buying for both of us? Like, what's happening? What do you need $200 for? And she continues on with the question. And then she said, I own my own home. Are you okay with moving in with me and me not selling my house? And he said, if you own your own house, why are you asking me for $200? I was like, that is a good point. That's a great point. And my thought was, well, she's just taking advantage of his money. And I'm not on board with that. I'm not okay with that. I'm also not on team a guy has to buy my dinner first date. I don't really, it's not something that is super important to me because I make my own money and I, you know, if I can't afford to go on a date, then I'm not going to go on one. So that's my thought on that one.
I'm just going to do my from the back of the church.
You and I have had many conversations about this because, and it's always the first question we ask people when we're discussing like dating, like what they believe is normal in dating. It's like, so how do you feel about only that, like, does the guy have to pay for the first meal? I always ask that one.
So. See, okay, so Mass Fan, he admits he's a little older. So mm-hmm. He says the first date, the man should pay. I don't know where in society this became a rule. I don't know what BS Hollywood nonsense hodgepodge put this together that said no matter what, the man has to pay on the first date. It is not a commandment of the law. There is no law that says if Damien G does not want to pay on the first date, he's going to go to jail. No. So I know 9 times out of 10, if I'm having a really good time on a first date, I'm going to pay because I'm enjoying the time. I'm not paying for her company. I'm enjoying the time. So for me, it doesn't really matter because this is all bonus money as far as I'm concerned. But some people, and I've seen this, and it hasn't happened to me in years, but I've seen it happen to people recently where they've gone on dates because they went on a date and the bill came. And right when the bill was about to come, the woman went to the bathroom and hid in the bathroom until the bill got paid because she was in there for at least 20 minutes.
What? Mm-hmm. What? Where do you find these people? What? What? Oh, what? No. What? No. No. Because, okay, there are women out there that intentionally date for meals.
Yes, we know this.
And they order a lot and they take home and they're like, good, I've got my meals for the next few days. What?
That we've seen wrong. Videos with this. We've seen videos of men and women who do this that are literally dating for snacks.
Different kind of snacks, both, yes, but it's crazy.
Didn't realize what I did there. Sorry. Okay, so Boone, that's a really good point, Boone. For him, I've always done whoever asked the other person out is the person that pays. True that. That's a good one. So if a woman asked me out, I've told this story numerous times. I went on my ex-wife and I went on our second date. I went to the bathroom. I came out. She already paid the bill. Now, I was raised to think if a woman pays the bill when you're in the bathroom, you ain't gonna see her again. So I told her, I said, I'm sorry, was the date that bad that you had to pay the bill when I was in the bathroom? She goes, no, my father raised me not to depend on a man and depend on a man's income, and I'm gonna pay my own way. Cool. Cool. I've been on first dates where the woman has offered to split the bill and not the they have a lead ball in their pocket. Actually pulled their wallet out, pulled the card out and said, I'll split the bill with you. So that's at least the offer is there and that's cool. But if I remember distinctly, and I told you there's a specific type of woman I never date anymore because of stuff like this, where every time we went out, I was always paying, always paying, always paying, until I finally decided to ask, you gonna cough up some bucks or what?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wasn't raised that way. My parents said, stop it. Stop it. I dumped her a week later.
I also was raised, and I don't know if it came to finances. I just applied it to all of my life that I did not. My dad taught me at a young age how to change my own tire because he didn't want me to break down on the side of the road by myself and have to wave down some random guy on the side of the road and then be put in a bad position. So he taught me very young to change a tire. It's not easy. You and I have done it. We're pros.
Yep. We are team. We are team change a tire in pitch black night on a busy Dallas highway.
Side of a highway. Oh my
God. High five squad.
Yes. We rock.
No, Clemente, that is not the girl I bought to your graduation party. No. But funny, but no. I'm surprised you remember that all the way back from like 2000. That's kind of funny. Okay, so Derek says on the date that he went on, He paid, and she asked if she could cover the tip.
That's great. This sounds like it went well.
This sounds like a really good date,
Derek.
This sounds
like a great date.
Really good date.
I'm not big on. I applied that thought. I applied that thought process to all of my life when it came to not just changing tires. Like, okay, I don't need to have to depend on another person. I don't like to depend on other people. I actually hate it, like, to an extreme, because I always feel like I owe them. So I just try to never have some to owe anyone. It's mm-hmm. just my mindset. And so it goes the same thing with dating. You pay for my meal, well, you don't own me tonight, so bye. Like,
that baffles me that people have that mindset of, you owe me something because I bought you dinner. No, you don't own anyone. They are not a slave. This is not a sex robot you purchased. Who has these mindsets? What kind of dungeon dwelling orangutan people think like this?
The same type of people.
These types.
Yeah.
The unga types.
It's the same. You know how I sit there and go, where are these girls coming? Where do you find these girls? It's the same thing. Where do you find these guys? It's just two
Tinder.
Types. Tinder. I don't Tinder. I've never been on Tinder. I never will be. Not Tinder.
No. You're not a Tinder fan?
Oh, I've never tried. I've just heard really bad things. So,
look, in New York, I heard Tinder was the viscosity app. That was the app to get yam cakes. Pandemic dating's a lot different. Maybe it's FaceTiming now. I don't understand, but that's neither here nor there. Before we get out of here, I wanted to just bring up one quick topic, which we'll get into a little bit more in our next episode. The nice guys friend zone thing that was brought up on my Facebook earlier this last week, actually. And shout out to Kim Zhao, who wanted to debate me on this and say, well, that's not entirely true that all the nice guys are in the friend zone. And I said, well, first and foremost, did you put them there? Were they nice to you and you just didn't find them attractive? Or what was the reason? And you had a very interesting counterpoint. And if you could share that, Sarah, about how you view nice guys in dating. And one, there's no such thing as the friend zone, because women owe you nothing, men owe you nothing. There's no such thing as a friend zone. But continue.
So I personally do not like the super the super nice guy. I like someone that's a little bit more edgy and a little bit more firm with who they are. Okay, I said that properly, because it could have gone really bad. That little bit more firm in who they are and not wavering. I feel like the nice guy is willing to bend over backwards just for the female, just because, that's what you want. So I'm going to change who I am for this female. And to me, that's unattractive. You should not change who you are for anyone. You shouldn't. And that's how I view nice guys, is, I'm going to give you everything. And some women say they want that. You don't actually want that. You really don't. It's nice for a moment, and then you lose that person who you actually initially liked, because they've changed and bent over backwards for you. But
because they put them on a pedestal.
Yeah, you put them on a pedestal. The idea of being on a pedestal, it sounds nice, but it's not actually nice. You're losing the person that you're actually attracted to. The more you're put on a pedestal, and the more they change. So I personally prefer someone who is very strong and firm in who they are, and is able to set boundaries and say, no, this is who I am. And it makes for a more stable and comfortable relationship for me, personally.
Agreed. No, it's true. And I can tell you, I used to be the nice guy wondering, well, why don't they want to date me? And then I start to understand it's not because I'm a nice person. You could be a nice person. You can do nice things.
Yeah.
But it's the overabundance of, to your point, bending over backwards, you know, and when women and men both say, but I want a nice guy or gal, but then when they have it, they don't like it. There's no challenge, because we as humans like to overcome obstacles and, you know, accomplish things. masculine and feminine energies and all that good stuff that we talk about. It's just a matter of there's a balance.
Yeah.
And I think next week, after we do a little bit more research regarding nice guy preferences or tendencies, I want to kind of touch on that today. And then thusly next week, we'll kind of delve into a little bit more. Another one I want to delve into maybe later this week, it's the I'm gonna be nice here.
Okay.
It's the dating with expectations when you haven't had the conversation about what a dating expectation is.
Ooh. Yeah. First of all, let me apologize for the noise. I'm not sure if you can hear it. My AC is malfunctioning right now and it sounds like a squeaky bed, but it is my AC. It is. There's no squeaky bed right now.
Are the cats yamming on the bed? Is that what's happening?
No,
the cats having sex on the bed?
Not in here, and they're both kittens, and they're both females. And no, it is.
And it is, you're saying two female cats can't get it on?
I mean, they can if they want to, but they're not in my room. So my AC has been malfunctioning with the humidity. It does it every time it gets humid, and it makes these weird noises. Wakes me up in the night. Anyways, expectations without having the conversation.
We've been there. We've all experienced it. Derek says, yo, Sarah, come over and help me fix my AC. I feel like that's a movie. That's a movie tie-in. It's like, hey, my AC is busted.
My AC is busted. Can someone please come fix it for me? No, I'm going to fix my own AC somehow or just call maintenance. So that's
he'll come fix your AC. Literally.
Oh, yeah, don't. No, I'm going to fix my own AC.
Damn right, Sarah, because you're an independent woman. You don't need no man to help you fix things.
I'm going
to
climb up on this roof and somehow fix it. I don't know.
Sarah, actually, you literally are like 5'1". What are you talking about?
Yeah, well.
But anyway, I'll folks. That's this episode for today on Monday. I just want to say thank you for all the new viewers that tuned in. Thank you to the people who actually submitted red flags. Chris joins in. Chris Tranquilo joins in and says, I lower my expectations. I let it happen authentically. So we'll pin that for probably later on this week when we talk about dating expectations. Thank you all so much. Find the overall Damon G Show at Damon G Show on all your social media platforms. At Damien's Advocate on Instagram, and you can find the podcast version on anchor.fm, your one-stop shop for podcast needs, or all over the internet streaming services. And with that, my friends, I love you. Be safe, wear your mask, don't go out smelly. If you're going on a date, make sure you shower and all that good stuff. But without you,
clean your ass, do it all.
What are you, Dio? Clean your ass? Yep.
I miss Dio. I had to do it.
Wipe your ass. And without you, there is no us. We'll catch you next time.